Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
This is Pat Iyer with LNP 189. It's called The First Thing I Tell My Coaching Clients. Legal nurse consultants become my LNCacademy.com coaching clients because they want guidance in moving their businesses forward. They've tried it on their own. They have encountered barriers. They want to avoid frustration. This is Iyer's Insights, one of the twice weekly shows of Legal Nurse Podcasts. I tell my coaching clients that we start with an assessment. You can't know where you're headed without taking stock of where you are right now. Why did you start your legal nurse consulting business? What have been your three biggest accomplishments in the previous 3 years? What are your strengths? What do you feel that you do really well? What are your goals? Are they written? What is your big obstacle in achieving your current goals? Let's talk about the power of goals and coaching. It turns out that having written goals is incredibly important for success. I read The One Thing by Gary Keller, who is one of the founders of Keller Williams, which is a real estate company. I've also been connected to Keller Williams in another way. One of their agents helped my son sell his house in New Jersey. Gary Keller referred to Dr. Gail Matthews' research, which found that people with written goals are 39.65% more likely to succeed. People who wrote their goals and sent progress reports to friends were 76.7% more likely to achieve them. Quoting Erickson, Kelly stated the single most important difference between amateurs and three groups of elite performers is that the future elite performers seek out teachers and coaches. Gary says, find a coach. You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who has achieved extraordinary results without one. There are many people who provide business coaching. Few provide coaching within the specialized niche of legal nurse consulting. Even though we live and breathe legal nurse consulting, we need to realize that many people have not heard of our industry. You can see it in their eyes when you say you're a legal nurse consultant. They stare at you while the words sink in, and they often need an explanation of what that means. What should you look for in a coach? The person you pick as a coach should have a track record of success. This coach knows how to help you navigate the steps of building a business. The person you pick should have excellent communication skills and be a good listener. Your coach should be resourceful and knowledgeable. I bring decades of experience to legal nurse consulting business coaching. I testify for 25 years as a medical surgical nursing expert witness and as an expert fact witness. In addition, I built a large and very successful expert witness referral business, which billed over $1 million a year for the last 5 years that I owned it. That kind of business success is rare. That kind of LNC business success is even rarer. My coaching clients succeed when you have the right coach. When you have the right coach, you are stacking the deck in your favor. In my experience, the people I coach who succeed are on fire. They are determined to do what it takes to succeed. They push themselves forward. They follow my suggestions. They show up for their coaching calls and the group question and answer calls. They attend my educational programs. They are perpetual learners. Most importantly, they know that success does not occur overnight. They are eager to move along the path to success. The first thing I tell my coaching clients after doing an assessment of their current state is that the success of the coaching program is dependent on their active involvement. Your business growth is related to what you do, what you put into marketing, learning, disciplining yourself, and networking. This is Pat Iyer. I encourage you to listen to two of our episodes, Legal Nurse Podcast 128 with Kat Sanford and Legal Nurse Podcast 140 with Marie Frattoni. They both talked about the value of networking, and it's a topic that I want to cover now in a little bit more depth. It is a topic that I covered in my book, How to Get More Clients, Marketing Secrets for Legal Nurse Consultants. You don't have to figure all of this out on your own. One of my newest books ramps up your knowledge of marketing with four sections: marketing foundations, marketing online, marketing with stories, and marketing with exhibiting. It's part of my Creating a Successful Legal Nurse Consulting Practice series that you can order at http://lnc.tips/creating-series. We will ship it right out to you. You get a 25% discount on the book by using the code LISTENED, which tells us you heard this podcast. Let's continue with the show. These are five tips for networking locally. Networking locally is an important part of growing any legal nurse consulting business, and it's something that I discuss with my coaching clients on a regular basis. You need to network if you want to grow your business to help attorneys in your local area. Networking can be especially important as it gives you opportunities to connect with attorneys in your community. It can also be fun and puts you in touch with people who understand what it's like to do business in the community that you are also doing business in. Get started with these tips for how you can network locally in your community. First, just get out there. Just do it. This is probably the number one thing. Go into your community, meet people and other businesses who are there, whether they're like yours or not. You can check if your town or city has a chamber of commerce to help you get together with some of the local businesses. The Chamber of Commerce has many activities that honor new businesses, and they connect local businesses. Go to fundraisers to meet people. Make the connections to local people to get to know them. Remember, this isn't the place to be selling your business, but you can meet other people this way. Even just going out to the golf course or taking a crafting class is a wonderful way to network and meet people with similar interests, and for you to find out if they know attorneys. It doesn't have to be a business relationship when you network with people. Anyone who is going to spread the word about your legal nurse consulting business is part of your network. That includes neighbors, friends, professional people, and more. Second point is to take a second look. When you meet people at a special event or a fundraiser, you want to get a second look at them and see if they really are on the same page as you. You shouldn't set up a cup of coffee meeting with everyone you meet, of course, but those who you feel you want a deeper connection with, go ahead, set up a plan to meet in a coffee shop, get to know them, talk, and exchange interests. Help other people in your network when you are networking locally. That's my third point. Remember to help those who you are in a networking relationship with. Don't be greedy and always asking for help with your business. Offer to introduce the person to whomever you can so that your network doesn't feel like you're using them. Reciprocity is a powerful tool. You help me, and I help you. Fourth point, use your existing network. Check out your current contacts. You might already have people you can network with locally who will help you grow your legal nurse consulting business. They might have a network that could be beneficial to you to help grow your business. And maintain those relationships. Don't lose track of your network. Use a reliable database for keeping track of the details. You'll avoid that awful feeling when you misplace a person's business card. Strive for 5 to 10 strategic relationships that you're always checking in on and nurturing. Make sure you interact regularly and that it is as valuable for them as it is for you. So in the end, they're coming back with contacts and leads for you. Remember to always reevaluate your network and your needs, and perhaps even the needs of the people you have in your network. However, if you find that someone is being too needy, it might be worthwhile for you to cut that person loose. Don't burn bridges in the process, but do be mindful of what you need from people and what you're capable of giving to them. Networking locally can yield many rewards, some of which you could never have anticipated. As I discussed earlier, I coach legal nurse consultants in a program described at lncacademy.com. If you're interested in talking to me about your needs to see if you're at the right point in your coaching, please complete the form on this page at http://lnc.tips/need help. And don't forget to check out How to Get More Clients, Marketing Secrets for Legal Nurse Consultants. That book is available at this link, which is http://lnc.tips/creating series. That's it for now, and thank you so much for being part of my audience and staying tuned for future episodes. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lncu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.